Because you've not answered that question. That's a very simple question.
I said to you earlier, Sydney, that that wouldn't be fair. I wouldn't think that that was fair.
But what would you want to be done, sir?
How would you want it fixed, Tyler?
How would you want that fixed?
And
how would I want it fixed?
Let me tell you.
The reputation, how would I want that fixed?
Let me tell you.
What exactly are you asking?
Let me tell you. So that, because, and my husband is that part of our team that he has the business conversations. I'm the part of the team that you saw May 13th on the stage. So what I would ask you is, because you're talking in Tyler Perry language, I would ask you to let Monique talk to Madea. Because when you start talking in Tyler Perry language, brother, you talk like you don't get it. Right, nigga, right. You gotta laugh at it because you know. Because you know, see, let me tell you. Let me tell you, Tyler. When I watch your movies, I dig Madea. And you know why I dig her? You know why I dig her, Tyler?
Because she could be your mother.
You know why I dig her? You know why I dig her? Because that bitch is real to her gut. And she don't give a fuck how I come out. She don't give a fuck how it's taken. But everybody knows she love you. But she gonna tell you the real shit. See, when you stepped away from Madea and you became Tyler Perry the billionaire, this is the conversation you're having. Like, well, guys, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? See, you a brother that slept in your car. And you needed niggas to fight for you to get you up out the goddamn car. See, your mama that you love so dearly. See, this is when I know that the powers that be and everybody saying on the radio and everybody saying on the media, oh my God, it's Oprah and Tyler. They're the ones that can employ her. Why ever would she say it? Because I love them niggas. That's why I'm saying it. Because I'm tired of reading the stories 100 years from now where we had to go through this shit and we watch our brothers and sisters die and suffer in silence and in poverty, and we know they was right. So what I'm saying to you is, Madea, make Tyler's ass step his ass up. I'm talking to Madea right now. Madea, I need you to pull Tyler's ass in the back and say, baby, you watching this sister and you watching her family starve. You're watching it. And you're saying, what do you want me to do? Listen, don't you play with that baby like that. You know this shit y'all did was wrong to her. You gave charity, you gave them $400,000 to $500,000 to charity, and you know that bitch got $50,000. Where's my pistol, Brown? Where's my pistol? Because I need to shoot this nigga. Now, I'm not going to kill him. I'm going to shoot him in his ass to let him know Madea's mad as shit right now. Right. See, that's why I'm talking to my brother. So I appreciate you calling me. I do. I appreciate you calling us. But when you call me, what you going to do? Well, let me say this. Let me say this, and I want to talk again.
I'm going to write you a check, Monique, seriously, because, no, hear me, because this is the thing about this. And when we start talking about this, we're doing this, and this, we're doing that, and black people doing this, and black people doing that, what we need to understand about that is this. Where we are right now and what we're trying to do, we got some opportunities that a lot of most people didn't have. So what I don't want you to feel one day, not one day, is that you were mistreated or that you were treated unfairly. Now, if that means that's what I need to do, then you do that. You do that. You take that and take it from a place of love.
Let me tell you where I'm going to take it from. I'm going to take it from its business, and I'm going to take it from my brother saying, listen, yo, this is what y'all was supposed to get.
No, here's the thing, brother.
Well, I don't know what you were supposed to get.
Here's what we're saying is, when you say, I don't know what it's supposed to be, but I'm going to send you the check. Listen, not charity, brother. Because see, what happens is, what's not going to take place on our watch is this. I wrote a check for something that came in, and it's one of those things where you're missing the point. And we believe enough in the universe to understand that, listen, when a person comes to you sincerely with understanding what it is that you're talking about versus just saying, I'm going to find out what it is and I'm going to write a check. Now it's in the tabloids. You wrote us a check because, you know, I know you flew Whitney Houston in on your private jet, you know. You gave TD Jakes $1 million and the whole